I'm Pamela Wilson, the Care Navigator. You're with me on 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station. That song is a preview of what you'll hear next week when you join us for our special Valentine's Day program. You're with us on The Caring Generation. We're here focusing on the conversation of caring, giving us permission to talk about aging, the challenges of caregiving, and everything in between. Whether you're a caregiver or a person needing care, facing an unexpected situation, or if you're interested in education to help you live a healthier and more informed life, you're in the right place with us every Sunday from 10 to noon. We are back with Dr. Mark Wallach. He is Chief of Surgery at Metropolitan Hospital and Vice Chair of the Department of Surgery at New York Medical College. He's also held numerous academic appointments throughout his career, but more importantly, he's the author of a book called Back to Life After a Heart Crisis. He experienced quadruple bypass surgery, and we all joke about doctors not being good patients, but you're about to hear Dr. Wallach's story. Dr. Wallach, good morning.
Good morning, Pamela. How are you?
I'm good. So your background, prestigious surgical oncologist, marathon runner, pretty good life. Then one day you have the shock of needing quadruple bypass surgery. And I want to make a point that what you experience can really happen to anybody, even though we think it's never going to happen to us. So for people listening today who might be in great physical shape like you were, are there any indicators that can be warning signals?
Well, of course. You know, I missed major signs because I was working too hard, not listening to my body enough, and quite honestly, I ran for 4 days with what I thought was gastritis, and really what it was angina. Mm. And it was pain, somewhat recurrent pain, that was in the middle of my chest. It didn't radiate down my arm or go up into my chin, and I blew my own diagnosis.
Wow. So a little bit of heartburn. How do you know if it's really heartburn or if it's something else, though?
Well, you know, I was fooled because during those days, what I did was, you understand a little bit about me by this story, is that I got on the treadmill and tried to run. Mm. And 7 minutes into every run, this heartburn became worse. And what I did was I took Maalox, any antacid that I could, Prevacid, anything that I could do to quiet what I thought was my stomach acid indigestion. And sometimes it did work while I was running, and therefore I got fooled into this diagnosis.
Wow. You had bypass surgery. Can you talk about the emotional effects after the surgery and how your role changed kind of from being the one in charge to the one needing care?
Well, when I woke up and I found myself not in the intensive care unit, because all the time in the intensive care unit I was really heavily sedated. And I spent, I guess, about 23 hours in the intensive care unit. When I really woke up was when I was in my own hospital room. And then I had to come to grips. My caregivers were there, my wife and my kids. All my close family was around me. That all of a sudden, I was not the rock of the family anymore. I was the project. And I immediately became depressed because that's not me. So that was an incredible revelation from the first time that I woke up from the surgery.
So what's your advice to families about the importance about that role reversal and kind of what I call the danger of being depressed?
Well, you know, there's obviously, just like football players in a stadium, if you've watched them, or basketball players when they're playing basketball, they kind of, When they feel down, they walk around the field and start raising their arms and trying to get the crowd into the game. Mm-hmm. That's what the family has to do. They have to get into basically almost taking care of you with the hope that this is not going to be, and I know you're concerned about this, a chronic situation where it can become overwhelming to any family, any loved one, any caregiver. And that's the problem. But Where I was concerned, I basically understood what I had to do personally in order to overcome all this, and then I rallied people around me as I needed them.
So for somebody in that situation, let's say they just lose total confidence, you know, you knew what you had to do. What steps did you take?
Well, I think that that's where your physician comes into play. I think it's very important, and I think probably you've pointed this out on your show numerous times, that the physician has an important relationship with the patient and is able to discuss their diagnosis and able to kind of comfort the patient as they go through this. And then at this period of time, which everyone does through any major surgery, there is an ounce, a pound of depression. And then the other part about it is you either seek a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a spiritual leader. Some of the spiritual leaders are very good at counseling their flock, so to speak, or where a psychiatrist and psychologist are concerned, their patients, to get them through this period of time where they are depressed. And, of course, a psychiatrist can prescribe some medication short term.
So you had your surgery and you had to go back to the doctor appointment at the first time. Any fears?
Well, of course. You know, the worst fear was that my cardiologist, who I knew because he was in the hospital that I was working at the time, was going to tell me, you know, I'm not so sure the operation worked. Now, was that true? Was I concerned? I knew the cardiac surgeon. I knew the cardiologist, a little different than most patients. But still, this fear that all this was going to fail was primary on my mind. And I had to make sure that the cardiologist listened to my heart, took my blood pressure. Even on the second visit, when my heart was beating rapidly due to anxiety, do an echocardiogram for me to show me the chambers of my heart, and they were beating very normally.
You know, and we have a lot of caregivers out there and people that need care, and I run across a lot of physicians who are really good at talking about diseases and treatments, but a lot of times they're afraid to talk to the patients about really what's going to happen and how that changes day-to-day life. You're a doctor. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I'm probably somewhat guilty of that myself before my open-heart surgery. Many physicians and most of us really want to provide patients with very good care, but many physicians have not had major illnesses themselves, and they really don't know what patients and patients' families go through. Some are very sensitive to it without ever having the event, but I know that when I came back from the open-heart surgery, I was a different physician surgeon to my patients. I was able to tell them that I had surgery. I knew what, especially if I did major surgery on them, I knew what they were going to go through. I wasn't afraid to use pain medication because pain alleviated makes the patient feel better. And also telling them that if they were basically crying too much after major surgery, that they needed to seek help from other people other than myself. So I became much more sensitive to this. There are physicians who've never had this event, or any major event that has really been challenging to their life, that are good like this, and some are not. We're not trained in medical school that well to deal with this.
That makes sense. Dr. Walk, I'm going to have Tony put you on hold. We're going to go to a break and bring you back, and then I'm going to open it up for listeners to...